Stomach flu is a set of symptoms, basically, and it's nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach cramps. You can have fevers and aches and pains as well. Gastroenteritis is the technical medical term.
And this is what, an inflammation of the stomach lining?
It is, usually caused by viruses, but bacteria or parasites can cause it as well.
How do you come in contact with these?
From other people, usually. Contaminated food, contaminated door handles, that sort of thing. And then the virus or bacteria gets inside your system and causes the inflammation.
Yeah, I know with flu, there is a particular flu season.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any particular season for stomach virus or gastroenteritis?
There really isn't a particular season. There are so many viruses and pathogens that can cause gastroenteritis that you can really get it any time of the year.
What's likely to happen once you actually contract it?
Well, 80 to 90% of gastroenteritis cases are viruses. We don't have cures for viruses. They just kind of go on their way over time.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, a viral gastroenteritis will be getting better within 3 days. So usually we'll have nausea, vomiting that then progresses to diarrhea, plus or minus fevers and aches and chills. And generally, just with rest, not eating anything too exciting, like spicy foods,
mm-hmm.
you'll get better within about 3 or 4 days.
Fluids?
Fluids are important because you can get dehydrated easily if you're vomiting and having diarrhea. And we generally recommend non-caffeine-containing fluids
mm-hmm.
are best because caffeine is a diuretic.
How do you treat it?
Rest. Not trying to do too many activities, the fluids. You can take over-the-counter medicines for symptom management.
For instance?
Emetrol is useful, or ginger, I like, for nausea and vomiting.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's where ginger ale comes from. There is some scientific evidence behind mom's recommendations for ginger ale. And then things like Kaopectate or Imodium to manage the diarrhea. Very young individuals, infants, babies, and the elderly tend to be more susceptible to severe cases or those who have underlying chronic diseases such as stomach problems, diabetes. For those severe cases, sometimes those individuals require hospitalization for intravenous fluids when they become dehydrated.
But at what point should you seek medical attention?
If you are unable to control the vomiting and diarrhea and are becoming dehydrated,
mm-hmm.
if you are, you know, if you do have a young infant or baby or an elderly individual with some chronic diseases, or if you're not improving after that 3 to 4 day time period.
With a flu, you can take vaccines, hopefully, that will guard against that.
Right.
Is there any kind of preventable measure that you can take to guard against stomach flu?
Well, the smartest thing to do is good hand washing. Because that's how you tend to transfer the virus, bacteria, or parasites to yourself is through your hands. So good hand washing is important. Good general hygiene. Mm-hmm. Stay in general good health. The only vaccine that's available for stomach flu type illness is the rotavirus vaccine that's given to all infants now.